Of course, there is quite a lot of opposition to this approach, but McCain have made a point of stressing in their marketing that they only use simple, natural ingredients, potatoes and oil. They've now labelled all UK products with a traffic light symbol, red, yellow and green, to show fat, sugar and salt levels. In fact, all McCain chips are able to show a green light that indicates low saturated fat. There isn't a single product which carries a red light. More unusually, they've even worked alongside the fire service on campaigns to ban the pan, aiming to reduce the number of kitchen fires caused by the oil in the pan catching fire. It's surprisingly common. So, all in all, I think McCain have tackled what could have been a very risky period for their products quite boldly, taking on their detractors with innovation and positive arguments. Market research shows that people still want exciting and tasty foods, but increasingly now they also want healthy products. McCain are an example of one company that is constantly adapting to satisfy this demand.
Audio 25.
Well, yes, McCain is an interesting example of a company that's been able to respond well to some significant changes in the world around it. I think you could categorise their actions under two main headings of product development and information. In terms of their actual product, McCain have always been innovators. Think of oven chips. Chips cooked in the oven instead of a pan full of oil. They've now switched all production from using vegetable oil to sunflower oil, which has much lower levels of saturated fat. They've also invested in finding ways to dramatically reduce salt whilst retaining taste. The other part of their action plan has been to make sure that the public is better informed about their products. McCain have embarked on an education campaign to explain why French fries, are a healthy and important food. They've even sponsored some in-school promotions and initiatives to encourage product awareness and more informed attitudes to a balanced diet. This is all designed to provide a scientifically backed and persuasive counter-argument to the chips are unhealthy lobby.